Network Marketing 2 Show 072, episode 072. For other trainings and other cool resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about the reality of Warren Buffett's association with network marketing. You know, in network marketing, we're just like any other profession, any other industry, you may want to call it. Either way, it's fine with me. Never mind what those other old guys are saying. We have a tendency to want to associate our profession with everybody else, with some of the biggest achiever in the world. And that's fine, you know. I've seen association with, obviously, Warren Buffett that I'm about to talk about, with Bill Gates. I've even seen some with Mark Zuckerberg. I've seen some that try to compare what network marketing is to the greats like the Ford's family, like the Rockefeller family, anything that has to do with big achievements and wealth building. There's always somebody trying to find a correlation between whatever that entity is and network marketing. And but today I want to talk to you about the real reality between the reality of Warren Buffett's association with network marketing. It's not what most people think. Okay, I get it. You want to use it to sell. You want to use it to as a fact tell type of thing when you're doing your presentation. But the honest truth is that Warren Buffett only purchased network marketing companies that were successful. You know, these guys, they have ways of doing businesses. They look at strictly numbers. They do look at culture. They look at some things that may not be necessarily be measurable, but they do look at conventional things anybody that wants to purchase a whole company would look at. If you bring your books to me and you are, I think one of his companies is, Tupperware. One of the companies I'm not sure, but one of those cookingware companies. Anyway, if you bring your books to me and it looks like you're in profit, of course, I'm interested in purchasing. If I look a little deeper and I see that the culture that's making the company profitable and totally have zero debt and things like that, if it looks attractive to me, of course, I'm willing to purchase the company. And this is essentially what Warren Buffett has done over the past few years. He saw companies that were profitable, that looks really good on paper, and he decided to invest in it. Now, is that a good thing for network marketing? Absolutely, I believe that. Because if network marketing as a business model didn't work, they wouldn't be profitable. If it looks illegal, he would probably want to run from the deal, regardless of how profitable they are. So it's a sign that something is good, something is clicking into a regular world about network marketing, for those who may want to consider it a scam and things like that. But, you know, the way people say, people are under the notion that Warren Buffett sat down in his living room one day and decided he had a friend over, they showed him a DVD, and then boom, he joined, right? Does it work like that? No, it doesn't work like that. Now, is the average person coming into network marketing like that? Absolutely. You know, as of right now, that's going to change very soon. There's a zillion people joining network marketing from a capture page online, from online marketing platform. Absolutely, that's happening these days. But I can rest assured that Warren Buffett did not join network marketing that way. Okay, it didn't happen that way. He's a successful man because he learned how to build a business. Learning how to build business means you need to understand a level of marketing. It means you need to understand a level of business building. It means you need to have an entrepreneurial mindset. It means you have to have a thicker skin than an average human being. It means your faith will be tested. It means that you're gonna have to be determined that you will never quit. It means that quitting your dreams is not viable. It's not feasible. It does not exist. In your mind, there's no ultimatum. You either win or you die. It's as simple as that. And that's what Warren Buffett, and that's what everyone that's successful in network marketing. I'm not saying everyone that joins network marketing. I'm saying everyone that's successful in network marketing, the top 1%, the top 3%, even the top 10% must have that type of mindset. You must learn marketing. Okay. So the reality of Warren Buffett's association with network marketing, hey, he's just a big businessman who sees a profitable business and decided to buy it. Somebody was already winning in that game because they had the right mindset. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.